This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Here's Will Doctor.
Here we go on a Masters Saturday. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 Houston, presented by Insperity. Nice to have you aboard as we give you the latest as far as the greatest week on the golf schedule is concerned. And here with you is coach of 2009 Masters champion, Mr. Charlie Epps. Charlie, great to be with you this morning.
Thank you very much. We need some sunshine.
Yeah, we do.
This is depressing.
Not only in Houston, but the weather in Augusta has just been awful, too. We'll see if how much golf they get in today, Charlie. The second round is concluding on the golf course right now. Of course, Koepka in the lead by two. Rahm is at 10 under and two back. But, you know, what a week. What a week so far, Charlie.
It's always just such a dynamic story of different stories. But here in Houston and College Station is just right up the road here. We've got a guy that is showing his talent as an amateur or the new amateur because he has money now. He can make money as an amateur.
He has sponsors, yes.
NIL
deals.
NIL deals. But we got to know him up at the Spirit. He's just a lovely, lovely person. Sam Bennett.
That's it.
You know, his father passed away of a horrific disease called Alzheimer's, early onset, and he went through it, and he handled it, and, you know, he is showing his talents. He won the U.S. Amateur. It's just such a great story.
Up in New Jersey.
Great story.
This kid Sam Bennett, you know, he's a fifth year at A&M. He, you know, we met him at the Spirit 2 years ago. He's been on the show multiple times. You know, he comes out bogey free the first round.
Yep.
And you know he said in yesterday's press conference, he goes, you know, everyone coming into this event would be like, hey Sam, how cool would it be if I got low amateur? And he said, you know, with 36 holes to go, there's a green jacket on the line. How about that?
And he's got some chutzpah.
Yeah, he's got the chutzpah. We'll see how far he can go in this tournament. Really, the bottom line is Brooks Koepka, we're lucky that he's not at 18 under with an 8-shot lead. He's playing incredible. He left a lot of putts out there on the back nine yesterday. And this is a guy with, you know, two LIV wins coming into this tournament, but the LIV schedule stretched out so much. He's only been playing once a month. Koepka is back, Charlie.
Koepka's back. He's healthy.
Yeah,
he's back. He really is. He has stated his case, and you know he is doing his job with his clubs. You know, nothing else. You know, so, but his buddy John Rahm, they're both the same type of power golfers. This could really be a weekend to remember. These guys going head to head with those, you know, power drives that they have, and they're good putters. So, but, you know, you look down the leaderboard, and of course, the big surprise yesterday was Jason Day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. You know, he was right there, 9 under. I mean, he was poised to really get back in the fray, and he finished like Sam Sausage, you know.
I have Day. He's my pick of the week. He was my guy to win this thing. Aussie coming into Thursday. And, yeah, had it to 9 under, standing on 15 tee. Had to lay up on 15 because he drove it slightly left there. Laid up to 85 yards. Charlie, as you know, it's, you know, straight down the hill.
Yep.
Got to keep your shoulders, you know, level with that slope. And he just laid the sod over an 85-yard wedge shot. Made double on 15. Three putts, the par 3, 16th, par 17, three putts, 18, to drop back to 5. He's 7 back, and Charlie, with the soft conditions on this golf course, in my opinion, 7 back of who he is chasing, Koepka and Rahm, it seems like too much.
Yeah, no, you would think so.
There's going to have to be playable downpours,
yeah,
in my opinion. No lightning, but just pouring rain, grips wet, everything wet. We need a collapse for Day to get back in this tournament.
Another name on the leaderboard that I didn't think was going to get there was Mickelson.
Yeah,
I mean, he's one of the idols of golf at Augusta. He's won a couple times. Three times? How many times did he win? Twice?
No, Mickelson's won three times at Augusta.
Yeah, and now he's gone through, you know, he looks like a basketball player now. He's lost a lot of weight. The rumor of his wife being with him at Augusta, hopefully they're repairing their marriage. So I like to see that. That's a good story. Spieth is
now one more thing about Mickelson before we move on, Charlie. I mean, yeah. this is a guy that if he can get his game together, he's still one major away, U.S. Open at Los Angeles Country Club this year from completing the Grand Slam.
Yeah. Yeah,
and we didn't mention with Koepka, but if he wins the Masters, we go to Royal Liverpool in a couple months. He's got a chance to complete the Grand Slam,
and so does Spieth.
Yeah, at Oak Hill.
You know, and Spieth, you know, he still, you know, I don't know how many tournaments Jack Nicklaus played without a penalty stroke, but it seems that there's really a tournament that Spieth always is having these penalty shots, and that's just not.
I don't know if you saw the shot on 15 in the first round. 13. He drives it through the fairway in the pine straw, decides to go for it.
Why?
It seems like Michael Greller needs kind of a lock in the back to where if Spieth tries to go after his 4 or 3 iron, it just locks up and he can't get it out of the bag because what a decision there.
I mean, here's one of the great wedge players of all time.
Yeah.
And that, you know, you can lay up to a good wedge distance. So, you know, mental mistakes really kill you in the long run. But we got our friend Patrick Reed. He's coming back. He's 4 under. He's going to be a story for the weekend.
Charlie, we got to talk about Rory. I mean, came out and just did not have it from the start. Missed the cut. 16 shots back of the leader going home on Saturday. Is the pressure, is it just too much for Rory here?
Evidently.
I know it's golf, but.
It's not his golf. I mean, those world-class players shouldn't have these type of tournaments in majors.
At soft conditions at Augusta.
You know, that to me, no wind. I mean, the first day was the best scoring day in the history of the event. And he shoots 75. So there's something wrong there. Yeah, I really can't understand it. And he had Bob Rotella sitting by his side talking through all the issues, but it just becomes too much.
Charlie, one thing we're going to talk about today is, you know, the LIV versus PGA Tour drama. It was very hyped up going into the Masters, and it hasn't been quite the, you know, head-to-head, you know. Koepka was playing a practice round with McIlroy on Wednesday. Rahm and Koepka were playing practice rounds. You know, this is a...
The buddies were buddies.
It's a media-driven situation, the LIV versus PGA Tour drama, from what I've seen at Augusta.
Anytime you have lawsuits going back and forth, the media is going to make a big case of it. But the players are the pawns. You know, they have their friendships out there and Koepka was really happy to see the guys that he hadn't been able to see over the last 9 months.
Yeah, I noticed Koepka's the only LIV golfer not wearing the LIV uniforms.
Yeah.
He's wearing the Nike. So I'm hoping, you know, if he finishes this out, he goes into Butler Cabin, does the green jacket ceremony, and then asks Commissioner Jay Monahan to come back to the PGA Tour with the green jacket on.
Yeah.
And I'm also looking forward to Sam Bennett and Jim Nance's Butler Cabin interview. That's going to be touching. I know we've heard the story about Bennett's father a ton this week. Even he said it himself. He's a little tired of hearing about the adversity that he's had to get through. But with Jim's dad dying of Alzheimer's and Sam having the same situation to happen to him, it should be a good conversation in there. All the rest of the amateurs missed the cut. Sam Bennett has low amateur locked up.
That is his the gold medal.
He'll be in Butler Cabin with the champion.
Yeah, he sure will. What a time that will be! And the story on television, they did a great story about the kid that lives north of Houston, Madisonville. His mother.
It's known for a Buc-ee's that time.
Yeah, a Buc-ee's.
A Buc-ee's. Yeah.
And his brother, and you know, and we had a lot of interaction with him at the Spirit, but. So there's a lot of great stories, a lot of great golf but the sun has got to come out.
Well, yeah, I don't think it is, Charlie. No. Now they're saying they interviewed a superintendent at Augusta who didn't want to be named. Golf.com did. They asked him what the chances of a Monday finish are. Now they're continuing play as we speak right now. He said there is no chance of a Monday finish. The sub-air situation they have under, you know, this whole golf course can drain this place out. Is that what you've seen over
yes,
the years?
Yes, no, I heard that, but we have a news alert. Tiger Woods.
What'd he do?
Birdie on 15.
Wow.
So now he's only one over. So he's has a
tied
good
43, yep. One under on the day, one over for the tournament. Cut's still at two over. Is that yep. right, Charlie?
That's it.
Justin Thomas also at that one over number, but he's three over for his second round. You know, the Bones magic isn't quite working this year, Charlie.
I wonder why. I would thought he was coming in really prepared.
Yeah, once again, soft conditions. Hey, one thing well, let's get to a read. We'll talk about the ESPN broadcast Thursday, Friday when we get back. But first, how about a word from our friends over at Insperity?
Insperity, an HR company that really makes the difference. And human resources in today's business world is so important. You got to make sure you can take care of that. And if you don't have the manpower, call Insperity. Go on Insperity, Insperity.com, and they will. You can see what they're going to do for you just with HR. But they also have other ideas on how to grow your business and how to move forward. And you know, and they showed their merit.
We'll continue our shout for our friends at Insperity on their side.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, here we go. 15 minutes past the hour on a Masters Saturday here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Brooks Koepka leads the way at 12 under with Jon Rahm just two back at 10 under. He's through 13 holes of his second round. He's three under for the day. Charlie, unfortunately, I cut you off to end the last segment. We continue with a word from our friends at Insperity.
As I was saying, HR that makes a difference. That's what Insperity is, a company that has perfected the art of HR. They know the ins and outs. They can help any small business improve their HR situation because they're professionals. And they have proven since 1986 they've grown their business to $6.5 billion, the number one company in Houston, Texas, to work for. People love working for Paul Sarvadi, the chairman, because he knows the value of people, and you must respect their space. Listen to this stat. In 2022, they gave 38,000 hours of charity to the local people, and they worked for charity. So such a great company. Because they care. They know how to treat people. They know how to treat the small businessmen. Their motto is, and I love this, is they want business to succeed so that communities can prosper. That's what America is all about. So their mission statement tells the story. So go to Insperity.com. Get in touch with one of their agents, and I guarantee you, you'll be very, very impressed. Insperity, a company that makes the difference.
1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here. We move along with Masters coverage. Charlie, our leader, Brooks Koepka, when you look back a year ago, you know, he has a two-shot lead, shot 5-under in the second round. When you look back a year ago, he missed the cut at this Masters last year, and as no laying up, and ESPN reported when he left Augusta last year, he tried to smash the back window out of his Mercedes. He was so mad, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't smash the window out. He was dealing with a knee injury. He couldn't walk Augusta. You know, he didn't have much of a summer, and he comes back out He has won two live events, but this is a territory that he's been unfamiliar with for a number of years.
How about him trying to re-put his kneecap in position?
Yeah, it was shattered.
I mean, that doesn't take a 5-minute cap to figure that out. He can't do it. So I'm happy for him.
And then the Netflix, Charlie. You know, when he looked, he looked in all ways about it, he looked depressed.
Yeah. Oh, well, but comebacks are the American way. You know, the American way. And so it's going to be a great weekend. The conditions of the course was incredible. Yesterday they had a couple trees fall because of the storm.
Yeah, how about that?
But
no one was hurt. But yeah. I mean, that there's some big trees that fell right across the fairway. It looked, when I first saw the video, I thought someone has to be under there. But luckily not. ESPN reported not.
Not.
Charlie, a couple things with the broadcast on Thursday and Friday. ESPN starts the broadcast Thursday and Friday morning. You know, luckily, above everything else, we have the Masters app, which we can essentially watch the entire golf course from. But I still like, the cable channel
on
my TV.
Yeah.
And instead, on Saturday morning, or on Thursday and Friday morning, you have Marty Smith interviewing, Jake Owen, who's a
country singer. Who is that guy anyway?
Yeah, no, that no one's ever heard of. He's interviewing Niall Horan from what is he from? One Direction? Who knows, and anything else but the golf.
Yeah.
And I thought that's something that really has to be fixed. Like I said, luckily we have the Masters app.
I want to see the action.
I want to see the golf, and that's it. Show me a panned shot of the 12th or 13th hole. Show me Amen Corner. But get out of here with the interviews with Jake Owen, who's buddies with Spieth, but he's a country singer. He's not good. And then they had Niall Horan on and a couple other guests that I had never heard of. I thought the first 2 days of ESPN coverage for the Masters weren't great. And I think even Golf Channel, Charlie, could show a little bit more of the action in the evenings. I don't need all
the – they're controlling them on what Augusta tells them what to do.
Really?
Yes. It's not that – they would broadcast the live – but
so they have to go to live from the booth, from Butler Cabin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another update to the leaderboard. Peters just bogeyed 18 to miss the cut.
Thomas Peters just recently went to live.
Yeah.
He said that he didn't feel comfortable in America. He didn't feel like he had the friendship and the evening dinners on the PGA Tour like he can have at live. I thought it was another horrible excuse.
Go have dinner in Europe. I mean, that's just what.
Now, speaking of the live guys, Charlie, you saw Kevin Na withdraw after four holes on Thursday. And
yes.
Louis Oosthuizen, once this cold weather and rain started, Louis's back. He said, I've had enough.
How about Zalatoris?
Yeah. Wow.
And I had him in the pool.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, him and Josh Gregory were on the range, and Josh looked at him on Thursday morning. He said, Will, you don't look okay. And Will looked at him and said, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
And they left. I mean, that's bad, Charlie. Two herniated discs last offseason for Zalatoris.
But we go to a different subject, and this tells you how and we all know how much this tournament means to the participants. But, the green jackets are few and far between, and this tournament was the last tournament for Sandy Lyle and Larry Mize. So Larry Mize prepared a written statement for the dinner Tuesday night, and he stood up and he couldn't get a word out. He couldn't read it. He was so emotional. And Nicholas's comment, which is so apropos, says that just shows you what this tournament means to all of us. You can't,
That's incredible. Did you see Larry Mize's CBS? They did a nice little feature on him, and I didn't know he was from Augusta.
Yeah,
and the fact that he chipped in to beat Greg Norman in a playoff
just cut Norman's throat.
And to this day, when they were showing the features, it'll send chills up your spine. A lot of younger people in the game, Charlie, don't quite know the story of Larry Mize. They need to learn.
Yeah,
they need to learn because he is a legend. But you know what, Charlie? What's funny is he said that was – so he won that major, Larry Mize, and he just never had the same fire to go win one again. Isn't that interesting how that works for certain players?
One and done.
One and done.
One and done. It's hard to get the second one, but my hat's off to Larry Mize and Sandy Lyle. Sandy Lyle is a great Scott. He should have been a Ryder Cup captain, but they never voted him in. That's a shame. He won the British Open also. So,
speaking of legends, Charlie, Freddie Couples this morning became the oldest player to make the cut in Masters history at 63. The 1992 champion made a par from the 18th fairway from 230 out. You have a long history with Freddie Couples and that whole University of Houston golf fraternity. Can you talk to us a little bit more about that?
Well, Freddie and Jim Nance, who retired his post as the announcer, play-by-play announcer for the NCAA.
College basketball.
College basketball. Because he's been doing it for 33 years, and they all started at the University of Houston as a group of kids that really became successful. Freddie Couples, Jim Nance, Blaine McAllister, you know, it was Clyde Drexler, you know, the whole fraternity of athletes from University of Houston. The great Dave Williams was the coach, won 16 national championships, and Jim Nance got to work on the radio station. He grew up here in Houston, and that's when we had the Three Amigos tournament, and we raised a lot of money for charity. He has his own floor for in honor of his father that passed of Alzheimer's. So Jim has returned to Houston, and he's given his time and money and been one of our leaders. He was a great friend of George Bush's, President 41. So outstanding individual. He retired, but he'll still do golf, and he'll still do the NFL.
When you were watching Freddie in college, did you know this future was in front of him?
You know, the first time I saw Freddie hit a shot, and Jack Buck said it one year in the World Series, I can't believe what I just saw. He could take a driver with the old Bellotta ball off the ground and hit it sky high 320 yards.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, Charlie. When we come back, more Masters coverage right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN Houston, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
To the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
All right, before we get rolling on the golf, let me tell you about my friends over at Brookside Equipment. Tom and Adam Belimovich are the great people who own 9 Houston locations and is the premier dealership for all John Deere equipment in Houston. Whether you're a homeowner, rancher, contractor, or institution, the Brookside team is there to provide you with the equipment solution and full service support you deserve. As far as the golf is concerned, one of their partners is Houston Country Club, Whispering Pines Golf Club, which is the number one golf course in Texas, and includes Memorial Park Golf Course, which is home to the PGA Tour's Houston Open. No matter your situation, Brookside has the deal you need. New or pre-owned equipment, parts, service, flexible payment plans, they have it all. Houston, Spring, Jersey Village, League City, Katy, Southwest Houston, Angleton, Hockley, and Conroe are the locations. Go see them at one of those and visit their website at brooksideusa.com to check out any special deals or equipment. Tell them you heard it here right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Once again, that's Brookside Equipment. All right, back to the golf. Charlie, what's an update here? What are we looking at?
Well, we're looking at a couple of shots where they're kind of really incredible. But Thomas going to make a birdie. Whoa.
Yeah, look. JT's at 1 over in 40th. Is that 15?
Look at this. Wait. Is it? No.
It's gone.
No. Oh.
Wow. It's amazing. You know, some of these undulations around Augusta, we've seen balls stop in places where it normally does not happen, Charlie. We just saw JT over the green on 15. He hits a pitch shot back and nearly rolls it back all the way to the front in the water on 15, Charlie. Is that what you just saw?
Yeah, yeah. But
1-800-224-2004 is the number. When we talk about how this tournament started, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tom Watson hit the honorary first tee shot with Fred Riddle, the Masters chairman, calling the shots. You know, as far as Watson taking the place of Arnold Palmer in the honorary tee shot, how have you felt about that change, Charlie?
You know, a tradition like no other. I mean, it's a wonderful way to throw out the first pitch, you might say, to have these giants of the game come back for the, you know, they come back for the dinner, come back to hang around, come back to shake the hands of the patrons, come back and have great interviews for television. So the tradition continues in promoting. The Masters is a marketing giant in golf. I mean, you think about all what they do with the ladies amateur championship now. They're, you know, putt, pitch, and drive,
yeah,
you know, for the kids. So they've covered all their bases, and it's a wonderful organization, and they do things the right way.
You know, looking down this leaderboard, the guy that I've been rooting for since Thursday is Jason Day. And the interesting thing about this week, Charlie, 10 years ago today, this is a big part of your career as well. 10 years ago at the 2013 Masters,
right,
Jason Day had the lead on the 16th tee box with, yep, 3 holes to go in the golf tournament.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us how the rest finished out?
Well, the rest finished out. They went into a playoff with a guy named Angel Cabrera.
Well, Day bogeys a couple coming in, and not Jason Day the Aussie, Adam Scott the Aussie goes to a playoff with Angel.
Well, yeah, exactly right. And I received three phone calls from Australia this past week wanting to make a story about what a gentleman Angel was during his defeat and having Adam Scott win that 2013 Masters, and Uncle, I mean, it just shows you the type of person he is. That not what's happened to him the last couple of years. He's going to come back, and he's going to come back strong. So that to me is Uncle Cabrera.
And you've shared that, you know, in 2009 when he slipped on the green jacket. There's a lot of media around you. You have a lot of obligations. It's an eerie feeling when you come back. In 13, Charlie, losing a playoff. Who wants to talk to you after that round, after you losing a playoff?
Nobody. Nobody. You go right. They give you a couple carts, and you go right up to the golf course. The winner goes left up to the
Butler Cabin.
And but, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, second is not publicized.
You know, we need a Tiger Woods only feed here on cable as he finishes up this round. Tiger is, you know, he's just short on the 17th green. He's 1 over for the week. 2 over is the cut line. One under on today's round, and an incredible display of grit and chutzpah from Tiger. I mean, it's 45 degrees, Charlie, raining. This guy's got one leg. I don't know if you saw the shot on 18 on Thursday.
Yep.
That thing almost snapped off. I don't know how he did it.
I'm looking at the leaderboard, here are the guys. Huh?
Go ahead.
Tigala, Finau, Fleetwood, Scheffler, Dustin Johnson, Varner, and Straka all have bogeyed 18.
That's not good. And Tiger's looking at an 18-foot par putt on 17 to stay at one over. And so we'll see what happens here. He's about to putt. He's on the fringe. I'm sure everyone's watching at home. We got to wait for this putt to happen. This is for Tiger to stay at one over. He gets to two over. He has to par 18 to make the cut. Putt's on the way. Leaves it out right, Charlie. Needs a par. Tiger Woods needs a par on 18 to survive the cut. So we'll see. You know, the big story as far as the veterans are concerned is Phil Mickelson being in the top 10 of this golf tournament. This is a guy who's barely broke par, Charlie, over his six months on the LIV Golf Tour. And he comes out here, and I mean, I know the experience helps, but You know, he came in. The reports were that he didn't say much of anything during the champions dinner.
Nothing.
He did not take a pre-tournament press conference.
Right.
And when asked why he lost so much weight, he said he's simply just not eating, which is interesting for Phil. I mean, if you go look back and look at this guy's Masters champion menus, you can tell he likes to eat.
Yeah. But he was not starving himself, but fasting.
Yeah.
For some reason, but... Yeah, it's sad what's happened to him after winning a major championship over the age of 50, the PGA, his career just exploded the wrong way. I mean, it just blew up in his face. He lost his family. He lost an incredible amount of money. The book still hadn't come out about that gambler.
No. So the book by Alan Shipnuck, just about the last... You know, just about his career and his lavish habits, that came out. But this next book by Billy Walters comes out, I think, at the end of April.
Yes.
And is scheduled to, unfortunately, bury Phil a little bit. But we'll see what happens there. I think a more talked about topic this week is what happens, Charlie, for the LIV Golf Tour. And we'll have to continue this on the other side. But what happens for the LIV Golf Tour if a LIV player wins the Masters, does it?
Well, it helps the player. He becomes a permanent fixture at Augusta. He's welcome.
Yeah,
and that's good. That's good for the player because you don't have to worry about his world ranking. But there was an announcement this morning that there was another setback for the LIV in litigation, and the judge suspended the upcoming trial for different reasons. So it's
and DP World,
yes,
won a huge portion of that lawsuit, which now allows the DP World Tour to decide which tournaments the LIV golfers are allowed to play in on the European Tour.
Yeah,
which will be none.
But
for the LIV Golf Tour. You know, if they have the reigning Masters champion, if they have the last two major champions, Cam Smith and, well, let's say if Brooks Koepka goes on to win this thing, does it lengthen their timeline?
I'm sure it does, I guess, yeah. I would say. But there's so much bad history with that product, and I don't know if they can overcome that. I mean, DeChambeau said, well, people don't see our vision. Well, my vision is
Bryson says
Towers.
Yeah. Bryson says he hopes Tiger sees his vision one day.
Yeah.
Because he's not responding to his texts. You know. So, but, you know, the bottom line is it would be a little bit more legitimate. We've talked about this all year.
Yeah.
It'd be a little bit more legitimate if 72 holes, no shotgun start, no team golf. There's a lot more than just what's off the top for LIV Golf. John Rahm now at 11 under. He's on the 16th hole of his second round. He's one back of Brooks Koepka. And, you know, what a final round. What a weekend. What a third and fourth round it would be to see, you know, obviously the two powerhouses of these two tours, Brooks Koepka with LIV Golf and John Rahm of the PGA Tour. We'll see what happens. We'll keep you updated with one segment to go here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN Houston. Presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, happy Masters weekend from the Charlie Epps Golf Hour here on ESPN Houston and Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference in Charlie. Tiger Woods at one over.
In trouble. Hit one of the worst drives I've ever seen him hit. It went left and short, and that shot there is he's just going to have to pitch out, and he's going to be 230 yards from the green. if he is where I think he is.
He's in trouble. One of the worst drives you've seen in your life on 18.
Yeah. A heel hook.
Now let's talk about what this means, what this 18th hole means for Charlie right now. For Tiger right now. Freddie Couples and Gary Player share the record of 23 consecutive cuts made at the Masters. Tiger's at 22. Charlie, you know how much that, you know, Tiger takes pride in that consecutive cuts record. You got to have it right now.
He does, but it's probably going to be a blessing if he doesn't make the cut, because he's having so much trouble walking, and the conditions are just going to get worse and worse. So, but he wants to make the cut. There's no doubt about that. And you're right. His value of making cuts and never giving up, you know, no matter what it's for, you know, even if you're playing marbles, he's not going to give up. He's not going to throw in the towel. That was Jack Nicklaus. He never do that. Never give up. Because you give up one time, you're going to give up another time.
We just saw John Rahm birdie the 15th hole. He gets to 11 under. He's one shot back. He's on the par 3 16th. When you talk about the duel between Rahm and Koepka on Sunday, you know, Charlie, what does that mean for both tours? I mean, for Rahm, it would mean he's what, two legs away from, he's an Open and a PGA away from a Grand Slam, and
right.
For Koepka, he would be one leg away, the Open Championship at Liverpool, away from the Grand Slam.
And I'm not sure how many times this has happened, but the winner on Sunday usually comes out of that last group, and these two are going to be paired on the weekend.
It could turn into match play.
It's their tournament to win. That is, and maybe our friend Bennett can sneak in the back door.
I'm not falling asleep on Bennett. He's got the chutzpah. He's got the firepower. He's got the little lip in between the tongue and cheek. You know, he's not scared of anything, Charlie. Now, amateurs never won the Masters. Ken Venturi finished second, 56. Charlie Coe in 61 finished tied for second.
Yeah, right.
Frank Stranahan in 47, Charlie, he finished second, but no one's ever won it.
Yep.
Does he have, you know, the firepower is not there. 283 on average off the tee for Bennett. A little bit shorter than most. He said it himself in the press conference. You know, he's not a Gordon Sargent. You know, he's not one of these bombers. He didn't have 190 ball speed, but he's going to go out there and outthink you. He's going to have a better game plan than you, and he's going to prepare better than you. You know, so we'll see with Sam Bennett, the senior from A&M, just up the road. But looking down this leaderboard, I mean, you have Cam Young in fourth, Colin Morikawa, Victor Hovland are a tie for fifth. But right now with Rahm maybe on the cusp, he just hit his birdie putt on 16 from about 40 feet. Let's say he makes that for par. He goes to 16 on the – I'm sorry, he goes to 17 and 18 on the cusp of getting 12.
Yeah.
When you look at this leaderboard, Charlie, do you think anything worse than 6-under is still in this golf tournament?
I don't think so. I mean, those, especially about those two giants, and Koepka's playing so good, and Rahm, you know, he wants this tournament because of his heritage, being Spaniard. Ballesteros won it 40 years ago.
Orthobel twice in the 90s.
Sergio.
That's right.
Garcia.
You know, Justin Rose was a, you know, not that he's going to win this golf tournament now. I mean, he's at 4-under. He's 8 back. But, you know, Justin Rose has knocked on the door quite a bit at this golf tournament. 15 against Spieth. He was right there. Came in second. And then he lost in a playoff to Sergio in 2017. I thought Justin Rose was a nice dark horse for the week. Tiger is what he chipped out. He's back in the fairway here on 18. He's got a chance to, you know, he's got to get up and down. Well, up and down, Charlie, would keep him at one over. Am I?
No, two over.
He's at two over currently.
A bogey, he's out.
Just bogeyed. So he just bogeyed 17. Tiger just bogeyed 17. He's at two over for the event. Two over is the cut line. Needs to get up and down from an undetermined yardage here on 18.
It looks about 110 yards.
Looks to be about 110 yards out. Let me get you a quick read Let me get you a quick word from my friends over at Swing Sound while Tiger sets up for this shot on the 18th hole, his third. Swing Sound is an app that you can find on the App Store or Google Play. One thing that all amateurs and weekend golfers struggle with is consistent rhythm and tempo. And you either swing the club too slow or too quick, especially under pressure when you have a big putt, to win your weekend skins game. And the Swing Sound app, it's the only app in the world that uses audible golf technology to tap into your subconscious mind. So do yourself a favor. Take control of your golf performance and establish your swing tempo by downloading the Swing Sound app, available for only $4.99 on the App Store or Google Play. Tiger just hit his third from, what was the number there?
66 yards.
Okay, and spun it, what?
He's got a 40-foot putt for the cut.
Landed it about 5 feet in front of the pin and spins.
No, it wasn't even that close. It was a horrible shot.
Horrible third shot from Tiger on 18. It's looking like he's going to go home, Charlie.
He's going to spend the weekend in West Palm Beach.
He will come up one short of Freddie Couples and Gary Player's consecutive made cut record at Augusta. Do you think Tiger plays the rest of the major championship season?
I think the next one after coming, the PGA,
yep.
The PGA is up at Oak Hills,
yep,
in Rochester in May, and they could have worse weather than we're having right now up there in the north. That's the only problem, you know, in May, and in Niagara Falls can be really bad up in Buffalo.
Last time we saw the PGA Championship at Oak Hill, Jason Duffner was your champion.
That's right, but it was in August.
That's right. That's right. Different. It was the last major of the year. Charlie, let's make some picks for the week. For the weekend, Brooks Koepka is your leader at 12-under. John Rahm in second at 11-under. The amateur, Sam Bennett, solo third at 8-under. Colin Morikawa, Cameron Young is in fourth at 7-under. You got a two-way tie for fifth at 6-under with Colin Morikawa and Victor Hovland. And then at 5-under is Jason Day, Sam Burns, and Jordan Spieth. I'm still going to give 5-under a chance here, Charlie, because Jason Day is there. I cannot count him out after, you know, finishing yesterday 4-over through the last four holes. After getting it to 9-under par at one point, he should be right in the mix of this golf tournament, Jason Day.
Well, I think it's a two-man race. Flip the coin. I'm the oldest guy. I get the first pick. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Well, since I'm always the guy that's taking the pick and then not leaving you enough time.
I'm going to, because I was, you know, married in Spain and all that, I'm going to pick John Rahm.
You got married at Gibraltar?
Gibraltar, yeah.
Unbelievable. Not too many people can say that, Charlie.
No.
How long have you and Judy been married, Charlie?
50.
Unbelievable.
We're
congratulations.
We're in our 51st year.
All right, let me get my pick in. Yeah, so my pick before the week started was Jason Day. I'm staying confident to that. I'm not taking Koepka or Rahm. I've got Sam Bennett becoming the first amateur to win the Masters. He currently sits... He sits four shots back of Brooks Koepka. No, I think he's got the nerve. I think he's got, you know.
It never fails. I pick Rahm, and he bogeys 16.
Yeah, Rahm falls back to 10-under, two shots back of Koepka, just three-putted the 16th. Charlie, two things you can't do. You can't three-putt, and you can't make double bogeys at Augusta to win the Masters. Is that correct?
That's a bad formula.
Jason Day has three putts on the week and two doubles. One double on a par five.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
Anka, when he won, he did not have a double bogey.
Yeah. But I have Sam Bennett. You know, I think he has the chutzpah. I think he's got enough of the he's got that Dustin Johnson gene. You know, he just doesn't he's got the foot on the pedal, but he's very emotionless. He's very calm out there, very confident in his ability. And an update from Tiger Woods, he will miss the cut. He missed his par putt at 18. He's going to go to 3-over for the week. Unfortunate, Charlie, cold conditions at Augusta. A miracle he even got out for the second round.
Yeah, you've got to give him credit, and he'll be back.
He sure will. You would give him a chance.
Yeah.
And in the coming years, he could, on a week of good weather and maybe a tougher golf course where it's not as easy for everyone else, Tiger Woods could win the Masters again. At one point. But it won't be this year.
We're done?
We're wrapping up, Charlie. You got any closing thoughts for your listeners?
Everybody have a great weekend, a great Masters, and we'll see you next week with some sunshine.
Thank you, John Bellmer, behind the ones and twos. Have a great Masters Sunday. We'll see you next week.